John Fusco, vice president of marketing at Wilmington Brew Works, says the concept of the new beer came together over the past several weeks.
When it was becoming pretty clear that Joe Biden was going to come out of the election victorious, and there was just this energy in Wilmington that was unlike anything we'd really seen before. People were just going down to the riverfront just to feel a part of it, and we feel a bit of pride, I guess, Delaware pride for what Joe has done for our state and our stature. So we kind of wanted to commemorate that a little bit. Everyone has a Joe Biden story. I used to travel to Washington, D.C. on the train a lot for work, and I would see him on the train, as well as, you know, at the time, Representative Castle and Senator Carper and Senator Coons I've seen on the train as well. But, you know, that's kind of where it went with, and I kind of thought that, you know, it would be fun to have a presidential train car, much like we have a presidential airplane. So instead of Air Force One, we came up with Rail Car One.
Fusco says the beer comes out of the brew house run by CEO and brewer Craig Wenzel.
Traditionally be known as a Northeast or New England style IPA. We're calling it a double Delaware IPA, much like our Delabear beer from last winter. It is a hazy high IPA. It's going to end up in the 8% range. It uses Citra, Mosaic, and Sultana hops. It's one of the beers that we've really become quite known for in this area, and we use a wild yeast strain, so that is what we have decided makes it a Delaware IPA.
Fusco says marketing plays a role in introducing their beers and beverages, but it's the quality that keeps the orders coming in.
We can plug into something locally that means something to somebody. Then it just helps. And, you know, we did that with Delabear. We got lucky there. We had a big IPA that was coming out, and the bear came, and we changed the name. And, you know, initially it sold because of the name, but it keeps selling because the beer was fantastic. And I think the same thing is going to happen here with Rail Car One. The initial sales will be because the name is going to be popular with those that are interested in it, but like everything else Craig does back in the brew house, you know, the beer is paramount.
Fusco says their research into beers connected to presidencies took them back to the Carter administration.
We did decide that no matter what, the bar was set pretty low with Billy Beer. And I think that we're going to clear that hurdle without an issue. So there has been that. But presidential merchandise is kind of fun. And, you know, quickly after the press release, we started getting people asking for posters and T-shirts and whatnot of the design. So we're getting posters made. They should be in the tap room as early as tonight for sale. They're being made locally, which is great. And we're working on some T-shirts that we'll have by the time it's released. Unfortunately, glassware takes a little bit longer. I don't want to call this a scoop, but we anticipate re-releasing this beer around the inauguration, and we'll have glassware available then featuring this artwork.
And the quality of their products, combined with a change in business tactics, has helped them survive during the pandemic and the unknowns of the months ahead.
We think that any successful business and small business in general has to be able to look at the parameters around them and pivot on a dime if necessary. We think that we did that pretty well back in March. We saw the writing on the wall around March 13th, 14th, and we spent that last weekend before St. Patrick's Day really working hard to put together a website that enabled online ordering, so that come March 17th, when everything really did shut down, we will pivot to that website, and we've been lucky that we have such loyal customers and fans here in the Brandywine 100 and the city of Wilmington that we were able to maintain some sort of semblance. We didn't have to lay anybody off. Our servers that wanted to work were able to come in and fill crowlers and growlers for people during those pickup stages. When we moved to phase one, we set up a reservation system, you know, for that 30% occupancy. When we moved to 60%, we kept that reservation, started accepting walk-ups. We have our tables very spread apart, many people know this tap room as a bustling, busy place where you can't move on a Friday night. We're more subdued these days, but I think that the table seating has worked out really nice. We've expanded our outdoor seating. Now as we go into the winter and we get into that rollback to phase one, and we're going to have less outdoor seating because of just the weather. The weather is now dependent upon it. So we're going to see what the winter looks like for us. One of the big things that we did is in June we purchased an in-house self-contained canning machine. So we are now canning a lot more product than we have in the past and bottling a lot of our ciders because we know that people want to take our products home.
Wilmington Brewworks customers will be able to take Railcar One home starting the first week in December.
December 7th, Delaware Day. We were looking at the calendar and the brew schedule, and I think we originally had it pegged for that Tuesday, and then we realized the day before was Delaware Day, and it just made a lot more sense to do it that way. Just that extra tie-in really worked well for us. And, we're also going to have, I've been getting emails from Georgia and Arizona and Tennessee and Oklahoma and Michigan and Washington, D.C. and Massachusetts asking us to ship them this beer. It is not allowed under Delaware law for us to ship alcohol, unfortunately. So this is a taproom exclusive. I've had many requests for people locally to pre-order it. We are not accepting pre-orders because I think that if we did, we'd probably be sold out by now. So what we are doing is once it is successfully canned and labeled on the morning of December 7th, we will send out an email to everyone that's on our email list. They'll get first dibs about an hour later, go on social media, that it is available for purchase. And then pickups will start that day. And, you can order it and come anytime that night or that week. That way we can, remain socially distanced. We're not going to have long lines. And if we do, wear a jacket.
Mike Phillips, WDEL Delaware's News Radio.